Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are here with actress Mary McCormick, who will be co-hosting the National Memorial Day concert Sunday night here on the West Lawn of the Capitol. Mary, thanks so much for taking the time to join us.
Thanks for having me.
Now, I know you are the first female co-host. You'll be co-hosting with Joe Mantegna. We actually just got off the phone with him about, you know, probably a half hour ago, and he was sharing about how you came and helped out last year and were so taken by the experience that you said, I'll run craft services, I'll do whatever you need. Is that true? Talk about last year's experience.
That is true.
Yeah. Talk about last year.
I did the year before last year, too. The first year I did it was 2 years ago, and it was the first time is really, I mean, it's just, I couldn't believe how moving the event is, just in every single way. Not just the musical acts, which are incredible, but the personal stories of the soldiers and Gold Star families, and it's just the entire night is both a celebration and a real, like, really a truthful honoring of the sacrifice that so many people make. And as an actor, you don't get to, I mean, I haven't had a chance to sort of do something that meaningful. I mean, you do things and you storytell and you do some service work and stuff, but this was on this scale was such an honor to be a part of it. And I was so moved and taken by it. I couldn't believe it. And so, yeah, so then they invited me back the next year, which was last year. And I had the same experience. And so then I just basically threw my hat in. I said, I would do anything. I'll pull cables. I'll set up seats, whatever they need me to do. I just wanted to be a part of it. So I was, yeah, lucky enough that this year they needed a host. And I, you know, they know how I feel. So, I mean, I'm almost a stalker.
Well,
it's almost weird.
Yeah, you love the show that much. No, but I know
I really do.
It comes from talk about that deep love and passion for, you know, the military, and talk about how I know your father was a Marine. So, you know, how much is that, you know, love of country and
yeah,
and all that?
I mean, I definitely grew up, you know, feeling a debt of gratitude to people who serve. But, and you're sort of raised with that. But I think it's also, this event in particular, so non-political, apolitical, and non-partisan, and in this climate right now, that's even more refreshing. You know, just to put all that stuff aside to say this is bigger than that. You know, this is about our country and about freedom and things that are much bigger than politics. So I really love that part of it too.
Awesome. All right. Well, dish on your co-host here. Do you, Joe Mantegna, have any, you know, experience together other than these concerts? Have you acted in anything together?
No, just these concerts. I would love to. He's one of my favorite actors on the planet. So hopefully, but I'm lucky to get to do this with him. I mean, I'm really such a big fan of his work, but also this work that he does, which is even more impressive.
Yeah, it's cool.
I mean, he's been at it for years and years and years, so it's really, and I don't blame him. I mean, they're going to have a hard time getting rid of me.
Exactly. He said that's one of those things. Once you do it once, you want to keep doing it.
Yeah, you're hooked.
Yep.
You're hooked.
So there's a big lineup of performers this year. Do you want to rattle some of them off for me? And not only list them, but since it's radio and I'd love to use your soundbite, could you, you know, just say a little bit about each one, you know, like Patti LaBelle's.
Well, I'll do my best. Yeah. I mean, some of them, yes. Gavin DeGraw, who obviously is a multi-platinum selling singer, songwriter. We have Sam Elliott, who's one of the best actors in the world, Academy Award nominated actor. People know him from A Star Is Born. Dennis Haysbert, who was in 24. That's what I know him from, but millions of things. Wonderful actor. Christopher Jackson, who was mostly known for Hamilton, playing George Washington in Hamilton. He was one of the best voices ever, and also a fabulous actor. Alison Krauss, who's one of the best bluegrass singers ever. She's incredible. I'm a big fan of hers. And then, I mean, we have Patti LaBelle. I mean, the list goes on and on, but when you throw Patti LaBelle in the mix, it's hard to have a bigger night. I mean, she's a legend. So but we also have, you know, General Powell is coming to speak, and every year they have the National Symphony Orchestra, which is really something to hear. So it's a big, long list of talent. And then one of my favorite things about the night is that they tell these stories. They put sort of a personal face, you know, because when we hear about battles or wars or D-Day, right, it's the 75th anniversary of D-Day. And when we hear about D-Day and you speak about it in sort of the abstract, it's almost too much. You know, you can't really imagine what it was like for a young soldier on that day, you
right.
know. And so what this concert does beautifully, I think, is that they have actors sort of tell the story. They narrate the personal stories either through letters or, you know, or just the interview of the person who was there. And it puts a really personal face on each of these events, you know. And I think it's a really nice way to let people in and to really let people understand the sacrifice that was involved.
Absolutely. That sort of covers it from your guys' side up on stage, what you're projecting outward, but paint a picture, flip it around and paint a picture for our audiences. If they come as an audience member, paint a visual picture for the radio here about what exactly they're going to see and just the general atmosphere.
Oh my gosh. Well, first of all, I don't know how many people come. I mean, I know for the dress rehearsal, Joe was telling me it's like 25,000 people show up, and that's for the day before. So I imagine I wonder, that would be worth finding out. But it's a massive, I mean, it's the entire, is it the East Lawn, West Lawn of the Capitol, yeah. But it's just people, as far as the eye can see, and everyone's, you know, just enjoying this concert, enjoying the music. I mean, it's a massive production. It's just a big, beautiful stage and lights and incredible music. And then there's really this camaraderie. You know, I mean, there's tons of people in their uniforms and Gold Star families, people who've lost someone. You know, every day is Memorial Day for them. And so it's really, they get so much comfort from everyone showing up to honor their loved ones that they've lost. And I mean, there's veterans, there's you know, old men and women in their uniforms. It is really just an incredibly moving event, really something. And I think it means a lot to people, to our soldiers and to our veterans and to our Gold Star families. It means a lot to have people show up. I think they really feel thanked.
Absolutely. And I know that not just here in D.C. and people that can come, I know it's it's PBS's either most watched or one of the most watched every year. So it's truly
their highest
national.
It's their highest rated program. It's millions and millions and millions of people watch it. And also what's really special about the event is they televise it to all of our military. So on every single base on the air. What is it? I should know this.
Armed Services Network or something like that.
It's the American Forces Network. That's what it is. The American Forces Network, and it goes so they all get to see it because it's streamed.
Yeah, and that's awesome. So serving overseas somewhere, they can all watch it and feel a part of it. Yeah.
And everyone can watch it on Facebook and YouTube. It streams there too.
That's so awesome.
And video on demand. Yeah, so there's a million ways to see it and be part of it, which is great.
Awesome. Well, before we close out here, one question about your career. So many beloved movies, Deep Impact, 1408, K-Pax, some of my favorites, but also TV shows, The West Wing, The Newsroom, some all-timers there. What was your favorite of the really popular ones? And then what was your favorite role that no one talks about that you're like, damn, that was the hidden gem of my career?
That's a good question. I mean, I love Private Parts. I love being part of Howard Stern's movie because he's still one of my best friends. And that was a big, you know, a really fun thing to shoot in New York. I love Deep Impact. I mean, I saved the world, so I martyred myself to save the planet.
What's Morgan Freeman like as president?
Well, pretty good. I mean, pretty good. I mean, Morgan Freeman, you buy him as president with those freckles and everything. Pretty great. Let's see, I love doing The West Wing. That was really fun. And, I mean, there's a small movie I did that I thought was pretty good that not a lot of people saw, but it did okay at festivals. It was called Right at Your Door.
Right at Your Door. Can we find that streaming anywhere?
Yeah, it's kind of, I don't know, probably. It's a little thriller, and it was made on no money, but it's pretty scary.
I am looking this up right when we get off here. I love thrillers like that. All right, cool. So we gave our listeners some homework, but do that after.
Good.
Do that after you come check
yes.
out. You watch PBS or hopefully live in person if you live in D.C. Come down to the National Mall, to the Capitol. It is the annual 30th National Memorial Day concert.
Yes.
Mary McCormick, you've been great. Thank you so much for taking time for us.
Thank you. Thanks so much. All right. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.